Hello everyone, you're welcome to the very first episode of Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness with me, Samuel Ntiri. Last 2 weeks, Ohelia Seprempe delved deeper into passive aggressiveness, and last week when I was doing the Spotify rap, I announced that we'll be starting a brand new series on overcoming. Actually, I said it was how I overcame passive aggressiveness, but this week, I don't know, I just realized that I've not really overcome it. It's like I'm still trying to overcome it. So I have changed the name of the series to Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness. And I just hope the few things I have noticed would help you in your journey to overcome passive aggressiveness as well. Passive aggressive behavior, so Ohelia has dealt a lot about that, and I wouldn't want to go into it again, but I want to look at how it is normally expressed. It's like, it is expressed in so many ways. Like, it could be sarcasm, it could be like silent treatment, it could be running leads, you know, a number of them. And I am guilty of like sarcasm, I'm guilty of silent treatment. So in my personal life, like my private life, I mean, like, one way I used to ignore, you know, like conflict. Okay, so you need to know that passive aggressiveness, there is always an underlining fear, or more like an avoidance of direct conflict. You get it? So it's like you're always trying to avoid it. So one way I do that is either through sarcasm or like, you know, just silent treatment. Like I wouldn't talk. And people that like have private vibe with me who attested the fact, there are times that it's like, I won't tell, you know, I'm just silent. I'm avoiding unnecessary drama. But with time, I've come to, you know, realize that, like, this is not very much the right way. And I did a little reading and then came to realize that it is passive aggressiveness. And I am aggressive, but it's like, it's in a passive way. So we have like active, we have passive. And I used to be on the other side. And I don't know if I should attribute it to like my upbringing or like maybe my environmental factors, my biological, it is still under upbringing, but I don't know. It's terrible. It used to be like very terrible, like, yeah, but maybe I'm in this episode, I'm going to share with you just three hows to stop or how to, you know, overcome it. Like three ways. Just maybe I'm going to do three today, three next week or something. So the first thing that helped me was for me to recognize the behavior. Like, it took a while for me to know it was passive aggressive. Initially, I used to think that, oh, I was just doing away with unnecessary drama. I used to think that, oh, I'm just trying my possible best to stay out of trouble. But it took a while for me to notice that, like, this is passive aggressiveness. Like, this is really burdening me. Like, it took a while. And the very first step you need to take in order to overcome passive aggressiveness is for you to recognize the said behavior, because until you recognize or until you identify it, it will be very difficult to overcome it. You can't overcome something you don't identify. You get it? So you need to identify. And as I've said, there are a lot of ways that like passive aggressiveness is manifested in people. It could be like sarcasm, it could be, you know, silent treatment, it could be like just running late, it could be just, you know, dragging your feet when it comes to doing something. It's like you want to protest, but you can't protest it. You can't protest. So it's like you just use other mechanisms to protest. That is what I'm talking about. So you first need to identify that what triggers is like when I am triggered, when I am angry and I want to swerve, what do I do? That is the behavior. You really need to recognize the behavior. The second thing that also helped me in my journey to overcoming passive aggressiveness is understanding that the behavior that you've identified needs to be changed. So it is one thing to identify or to recognize a behavior, and it's a whole different game for you to come to accept that this is terrible and I need to change it. Like, this is terrible and I need to change it. It is a whole different thing. There are people that know that I am passive aggressive and are not willing to change. There are people that brag with the fact that they are passive aggressive. You get it? There are people that, you know, think, oh, I'm petty, or anything is like, you know, it's a good stuff. But It's not really much an adorable trait. It is passive aggressiveness. So you need to come to the realization that this is the attitude, this is the behavior pattern I am in, and also just understand that, yo, this behavior needs to be changed. If not, it is very much important for you to like realize that passive aggressiveness is not less aggressive simply because it is passive. Okay, so it's like normally when we say passive aggressiveness, because we use the word passive, some people tend to misquote it that, oh, it is less aggressive. But essentially, passive aggressiveness is an indirect form of aggression. Okay, and it is not like maybe when you say it, I'm going to respond to you instantly. But it takes time. It builds up. It is also some form of aggression. So you need to understand that this is the behavior and it needs to be changed. It is better for you to like address things on the spot or as and when than for you to just pile it down and then be taking calculative steps and stuff. It is not very healthy for you. And with time, we're going to, you know, highlight all of those. And the final thing I'll talk to you about today is for you to give yourself time. So when you identify the behavior and now you come to realize that I need to change, the next thing you want to do is to give yourself time. And this really healed me, okay? So it's like when you come to identify that you are passive aggressive, you want to stop it instantly and you can't. It's like you need to, it's gradual. You need to start like altering your patterns. You need to like start altering the way you respond, your emotions. And this week I came across a powerful quote that you don't fight emotions with emotions. It's like you fight emotions with principles. And I don't know, it just like a light was just lit up in my eyes and I was like, whoa. So you really need to give yourself time when it comes to overcoming passive aggressiveness. It's like you may want to just flip a switch and yes, I am no longer passive aggressive, but it takes time because it took a long time for you to develop and then become who you are now, for you to resort to sarcasm, for you to resort to silent treatment, for you to resort to running late or, you know, ignoring calls. It took a while for you to come up with that as your coping mechanism. So you need to give yourself time and then start changing a little, like just little steps, and don't feel bad about a little step. Just small steps. Okay, initially I would have responded this way, but now I'm going to speak up. Now I'm not going to run late because I'm angry. I'm just going to show up and then tell them I am angry. It's like it takes just little step. And if you come to know these three steps at least, if you are able to recognize the behavior, if you now understand that this is a behavior I need to change, and also you now choose to give yourself the ample time, the grace period for you to grow out of passive aggressiveness, believe you me, it is going to work magic. So on the first episode of Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness, I'm going to end here. My name is Samuel Intiri and we'll meet next week, Friday. Thank you very much for listening. I sign out.